This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Hailing the Mahakumbh as a Mahayagya of unity, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today remarked that India is proud of its heritage and treading forward with a new energy. Mr. Modi penned down his thoughts in a blog and shared it on social media today. He said this is the dawn of an era of transformation that is set to write the country's new future. The Prime Minister said the huge number of devotees participating in the Mahakumbh is not just a record but has laid a strong foundation for many centuries to keep the Indian culture and heritage strong and rich. Expressing satisfaction over the successful completion of the Mahakumbh, Mr. Modi thanked people for their hard work, efforts and determination. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said more than 16,000 trains were operated for the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. Addressing the media at Prayagraj Junction, Mr. Vaishnav said around 4 crore 50 lakh passengers commuted in and out of Prayagraj through trains. He informed that the railways had worked on this for the past 2.5 years and invested around 5,000 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav said while planning this, the focus was on smooth travel for passengers.
बहुत ही क्लोज कोऑर्डिनेशन रहा राज्य की पुलिस के साथ आरपीएफ का जीआरपी का और जो रैपिड एक्शन फोर्स वगैरह जो लगी सबका क्लोज कोऑर्डिनेशन रहा रेलवे के सभी विभागों का बहुत अच्छा क्लोज कोऑर्डिनेशन रहा इस पूरे महायोजन 45 दिनों में सब जगह श्रद्धालुओं को प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने हमेशा हमको ये मार्गदर्शन दिया कि इसको आप क्राउड की तरह न समझें श्रद्धालुओं की श्रद्धा को समझें.
President Draupadi Murmu, who is on a 4-day visit to Gujarat, visited the iconic Statue of Unity and offered floral tributes to the Iron Man Sardar Patel today. The president took a jungle safari and explored the diverse wildlife at Ekta Nagar. Ms. Murmu is scheduled to visit the Ekta Skill Development Centre in Ekta Nagar and interact with the trainees. Later in the day, the president will attend the 44th convocation ceremony of the National Institute of Design in Ahmedabad. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that against all the challenges globally, India is moving ahead with growth. Addressing a media conclave in New Delhi today, Ms. Sitharaman said the global supply chain is where the concentration risks are posing challenges. The minister said the global order will not be determined by the developed nations. She said trade and technology will play a crucial role in the new world order and India will need to participate. Union Minister of Commerce and Industries Piyush Goyal inaugurated the Bharat Calling Conference 2025 in Mumbai today. Addressing the conference, the minister said strategic initiatives of the Government of India, including Make in India, Digital India, Startup India and Atmanirbhar Bharat, are driving innovation, infrastructure development and economic transformation at an unprecedented scale. He said huge opportunities are unfolding in the country and India today is at the crux of the quality revolution. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will attend the event of the 15th death anniversary of Bharat Ratna Nanaji Deshmukh in Chitrakoot of Satna district today. Organised by Deen Dayal Shodh Sansthan at Deen Dayal campus, Madhya Pradesh, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will also be present in the programme. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal will chair a high-level industry consultation in Mumbai today. The event will bring together industry leaders, government officials and stakeholders to discuss key maritime sector announcements from Union Budget 2025 and their impact on India's maritime growth. President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen will be on a 2-day visit to India beginning today. This will be President Leyen's 3rd visit to India. She will meet External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar this evening. Due to the activity of western disturbance in Himachal Pradesh, heavy rainfall and snowfall continues in the area. Amid an orange alert in the upper regions of Himachal, heavy snowfall and rain on Wednesday led to the closure of the Atal Tunnel, 2 national highways and several roads. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy cricket, Pakistan and Bangladesh will lock horns in their last Champions Trophy group game in Rawalpindi today. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. IST. And with that, we end this news bulletin.